Here's this week's devotion from Fremont Presbyterian Church.
Hello, Fremont. Today, we will be looking at Ruth chapter 2, the entire chapter. Now, normally, I have you pause the video so you can grab your Bible and read along with me, but I'm not going to read the entire chapter. So today, I'm going to ask you to pause the video, read Ruth chapter 2, and then keep your Bible open while you watch the rest of this devotion. So go ahead and do that now. Pause the video and read Ruth chapter 2 so you're familiar with the passage. Did you notice the very exciting information the narrator gave the reader in verse 1? Naomi has a relative of her husband's, a man named Boaz. The narrator clearly states this is a worthy man of the clan Elimelech, letting the reader know that this is a man who is a possible redeemer for Naomi and Ruth. The narrator describing Boaz as a worthy man also means he's a man of good standing in the community. Verse 4 tells us that he lives in Bethlehem and he is a faithful follower of God. Because the narrator has given us this gem in verse 1 and repeats it in verse 3, we can recognize God's great plan as we follow along through the rest of the chapter. There are crops to harvest, and biblical law instructs reapers to leave a portion of the field unharvested. We see this in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Leviticus 19:9-10 says, "When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am the Lord your God." These gleanings are what Ruth is hoping to gather up when she sets out to find a field where she will be allowed to work. Not every landowner followed the provisions of the law, so she is risking her safety as a female foreigner from Moab, no less, and without clan protection. In the meantime, we learn that not only does Naomi have a relative of her husband, but he lives in Bethlehem, and he's visiting his field on this day. We see in verse 7 that Ruth is granted permission to glean by the reapers in Boaz's field, as it turns out, and she works hard all day with just a short break in the shade. I want to read these next verses out loud, verses 8 through 14. This passage is the turning point of chapter 2. Read along with me. "Then Boaz said to Ruth, 'Now listen, my daughter, do not go to glean in another field or leave this one, but keep close to my young women. Let your eyes be on the field that they are reaping and go after them. Have I not charged the young men not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink what the young men have drawn.' Then she, Ruth, fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, 'Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner?' But Boaz answered her, 'All that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband has been fully told to me, and how you left your father and mother and your native land and came to a people that you did not know before. The Lord repay you for what you have done, and a full reward be given you by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge.' Then she said, 'I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, for you have comforted me and spoken kindly to your servant, though I am not one of your servants.' And at mealtime, Boaz said to her, 'Come here and eat some bread and dip your morsel in the wine.' So she sat beside the reapers, and he passed to her roasted grain, and she ate until she was satisfied, and she had some left over." In this passage, we see Boaz notice Ruth, a female foreigner who is gleaning in his field. Boaz has heard of Ruth and her faithfulness toward Naomi, as well as her faith in God. He shows favor to Ruth by providing her with protection and provision. He prays for the Lord to reward her as one who has found refuge under the Lord's wings. This is the same type of refuge we hear Moses sing about in Deuteronomy 32 and David in Psalm 17. Finally, he invites her to sit with his reapers at mealtime and serves her more than she can consume. Ruth has found favor and protection from her redeemer, Boaz. Ruth finishes up her day gleaning and heads home to Naomi with what amounts to a large bag of dog food worth of barley, plus her leftover lunch. She tells Naomi the field she gleaned in, and Naomi shares that Boaz is one of their redeemers. Ruth tells Naomi of his protection, and Naomi confirms these are the fields she should stay in. Chapter 2 ends with the narrator telling us that Ruth continues to glean through the barley harvest and the wheat harvest, and that she lives with her mother-in-law. In other words, she is still single, and she has found safety in the field. God's provision sustains Ruth and Naomi. Ruth found favor and protection from her Redeemer, Boaz. Jesus is our Redeemer, and in him we can find favor and protection. As our covenant-keeping God, he will not let us down or forsake us. Like Naomi and Ruth, we may despair and be uncertain of our future. In these moments of despair, remember that God sent his son Jesus to live on this earth, to be crucified, to die, and rise again so that we may be invited to his table, just like Boaz did for Ruth. We have provision that will sustain us with Jesus. Romans 3:23 and 24 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Jesus offers all the provision that you will need in this life. He is our Redeemer. I'll see you Sunday.
Thanks for listening to this week's devotion from Fremont Presbyterian Church. We hope you'll join us this Sunday morning as we study more about this passage. Find out all the details about service times at fremontpress.org. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast feed as we post every Sunday, Monday morning, and Thursday morning.